US President Donald Trump says he's expecting a delegation from Pyongyang to travel to Washington in the next 24 hours to deliver a letter from Kim Jong-un. World attention remains on the potential for a meeting between the two leaders in Singapore this month after the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up talks with North Korean officials in New York. President Trump now says more than one meeting may now be required. Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
Face-to-face on American soil, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korea's Kim Jong-chol sat down for a second day of discussions.
Mr. Secretary, what do you need to accomplish in today's meeting?
The aim is to bridge some of the gaps between the two countries, to define what would satisfy the other when it comes to denuclearisation and its time frame, so that any talks between the leaders can yield a result. All's going well, according to an optimistic President Trump, who boarded Air Force One on a trip to Texas. He'll be back in D.C. in time to receive an expected letter from Kim Jong-un tomorrow.
Good morning. I just want to tell you we're doing very well with North Korea. Our Secretary of State has had very good meetings. He's meeting again today. I believe they'll be coming down to Washington on Friday, and a letter is going to be delivered to me from Kim Jong-un.
The president, who cancelled the June 12 summit last week in what now appears to have been a tactical play after some aggressive rhetoric from North Korea, is still hopeful that the meeting in Singapore could happen.
I want it to be meaningful. It doesn't mean it gets all done at one meeting. Maybe you have to have a second or a third, and maybe we'll have none.
Parallels have been drawn with negotiations conducted with North Korea during the Clinton administration, when then-Secretary of State Madeleine Albright travelled to Pyongyang to meet with then-leader Kim Jong-il. Speaking at an event in D.C. this morning, she advised the president to expect Kim Jong-un to be just as well prepared as his father.
He technically knew an awful lot of things. We were actually talking about missile limits at the time. He did not consult his experts. He really was able to talk about various aspects of the programs.
Current Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called Madeleine Albright when he was appointed, she says. The two agreed to talk again, but he's since been busy. Emerging from talks with the North Korean delegation, he said the key to the talks going ahead is for the conditions to be right for the two leaders to make actual progress.
The conditions are putting President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un in a place where we think there can be real progress made by the two of them meeting. It does no good if we're in a place where we don't think there's real opportunity to place them together. We've made real progress towards that in the last 72 hours.
Asked if we'll find out tomorrow whether the June 12 summit will happen, Mike Pompeo answered, "I don't know." But significantly, North Korean Vice Chairman Kim Jong-chol, who's subject to US sanctions, will be granted a waiver to travel more than 25 miles from the UN headquarters to deliver the letter from his boss to Donald Trump. In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel reporting for AM.